thought to be the most successful group of insects on Earth are Diptera, commonly known as flies, of which 100,000 species have already been recorded out of possibly more than a million that are thought to exist worldwide. True flies are characterized by having just one pair of wings, unlike other insects that are not flies, such as dragonflies and butterflies, which have two pairs. But throughout the year, we'll be certain to see many different true flies within our gardens that reveal just how incredibly diverse they are in both appearance and behaviour, with some that we might even consider to be truly weird, such as the bee flies, which, on the wing during spring and early summer, have the appearance of a small bumblebee with a plump furry body, but a long spear-like mouthpart that protrudes from their head. Emitting a high-pitched buzz as they fly, bee flies will regularly hover in front of a nectar-rich flower, siphoning out nectar before appearing to vanish in the blink of an eye. Despite looking like a bee, though, bee flies don't sting and are totally harmless to us. But they probably use their disguise to deter predators and to possibly help them accomplish a rather sinister part of their life, which requires the female bee flies finding a colony of mining bees. Once located, the bee flies wait and watch the mining bees creating their nests, storing pollen to their larvae and laying their eggs. Then, as the bees begin closing the entrance of their nests, the bee flies move in closer and, hovering above, begin flicking their eggs into the nests before they're finally sealed shut. Eggs that soon hatch into maggots that, for starters, begin eating the mining bee's pollen store before moving on to their main course, the mining bee's larvae. The bee fly maggots eventually pupate within the mining bee nests, where they'll overwinter underground until the following spring, when they'll start to emerge as the next generation of fluffy bee fly adults that once again begin their lives buzzing around the flowers and innocently drinking nectar.